You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Hello, my name's Claire.
My name's Jason, and welcome to Carousel Radio. This is the first in a series of takeover shows, where we invite learning disabled artists from diverse communities to take over an episode of Carousel Radio. This is an opportunity for people from underrepresented communities to get their voice heard on radio from all around the world. In this episode, we welcome artists from The Gate. The Gate is an arts project for adults with learning disabilities in Shepherd's Bush, London, who produce theatre, film, art, poetry, and music.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Hey, what are you doing?
Committing a crime. I'm stealing the show. Carousel Radio Takeovers. Carousel Radio Takeovers.
This episode has been taken over by The Gate.
My name is Dan Peregrino Brahma, a.k.a. Two Decks. I am a singer, songwriter and producer.
What is your favourite video game?
Metal Gear Solid. It was the first game I ever owned and when I brought the PS1.
I'm Mr. Amazing.
I do my own songs and my own stuff at home, and I do some band practice with The Gate, Jamaica.
Tell us about your favourite video game.
I'm into football kind of games. I like to play FIFA.
Well, it's the one we've all been waiting for. Here we go.
Hello, my name's Richie. I'm a musician. I do DJ. I write songs. I do radio show called Gate Kings.
What is your favourite video game?
Well, back in the day, I played Street Fighter all the time.
Hey, Street Fighter?
Yeah, Street Fighter, yeah. With Raul and Ken and that.
Secret's out now.
Hello, I'm Nabaki, and I love writing my own songs, and I like to come to The Gate, so I'm at The Gate practically every day. I love doing the video drama and presenting, and sometimes I do a bit of acting. Favourite video game is The Sims. I have all of them. My next favourite game is Grand Theft Auto GTA.
I thought you were into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm into it. Richie and I made a game called Game Station, and I was the one that's come up with the story for the game. I spoken it in Pidgin English.
You will be rewarded for some of the choices that you make. Some will keep you inside the game forever. Others will take you back to reality. Walk through the gates.
Some of us were distressed through the lockdown, and we'd lost a friend during lockdown. Well, a few friends in lockdown, but the person that's in the game, his name's Leon Moody. I knew him from childhood. I didn't know how I would manage without him because he was my best friend that I can talk to about anything, everything. He held all my secrets. And when he passed, it was very hard to deal with. And then other people found it hard as well. So the game came as the story started. So I don't know if you've seen The Simpsons. There's an episode where Homer moves the cupboard and he goes into another dimension and he ends up in our world. So I decided that we could fall out of the gate into the game, and then the train will take us into the game, and that's how the game starts.
You are now in the game.
I have three characters. I'm Granny Baby Killer, I'm a Sims 3 Green Plant Mum, and also I'm Amy Winehouse. So the Granny Baby Killer, I don't actually kill babies. is just a metaphor, as in the song. If you listen to the song, I'm Granny Baby Killer, I'm pleased to meet you. I don't really kill babies, but I do kill bullies. So it's supposed to be really Granny Bully Killer, but that didn't make sense.
I got club, called Richie Club. Yeah, I do DJ, yeah.
When I'm in Richie's club, I'm at Amy Winehouse, because I loved Amy Winehouse. She was a great artist. And then my Sim character, because I love Sims 3, I'm a plant mum, and there's a picture of me holding a baby.
Yeah.
So now we're going to listen to Gate Station theme, I Am Granny Baby Killer. There's a video of me in a forensic suit as I wrote a song called Let's Bury Knives and Not People. I want to put an end to bullying, but also want to put an end to knife crime. When you get to play the game, my video is showing how there's time to bury them, bury the knives, bury the guns, not people. I wanted people to hear the song and listen to the lyrics very, very carefully, because I take this stuff seriously. I have 3 children, and I remembered Stephen Lawrence, who was just 18. He was waiting at the bus stop for the bus to go home to his mother, and he got killed. I don't know how I would feel if someone's child took my child. Okay, this one is called Let's Bury Knives and Not People, Labaka and Aseri.
Let's bury knives, not people. Let's put an end to crime. Let's bury knives, not people. Let's put an
The track was called Bury Knives and Not People by Labaki and Aseri. A couple years back, they were saying they were going to end knife crime, and it didn't happen, and it made me very angry and very sad. So I wrote a song.
Labaki and Aseri, and this is your musical about knife crime.
Well, the thing is, they've been saying they've been trying to get rid of knives for years, even before they've said they've been getting out knives crimes. And like every time they say, yeah, we've got rid of this many guns and knives off the street, someone ends up getting shot or stabbed.
I wrote the song and it also has a video with it. And the props were made by myself and some help from my friends from the Gate Day Centre. You can find the track on YouTube by looking up Bury Knives and Not People.
Hey, what are you doing?
Moi? I'm here to steal the show. Taking over the radio.
Carousel Radio Takeovers. This episode has been taken over by The Gate.
This is The Gate.
Have it taken over.
Carousel Radio.
We're going to listen to a song I did in game called Cannibal, featuring myself, Barkies, and Dwayne.
Dwayne does the sound effects for the game.
Yeah, background noises, yeah. Like one of those piano noises, like, you know those affected noises? It's me making that crazy noises in the background.
So and, the idea was is that I'm singing the song, I'm eating the bullies, but Dwayne and Richie can't digest them like I
get
can.
Sick. Yeah, I get sick over it.
And washing it down with blood juice. But we did this during lockdown with another staff called Lindsay. He helped us with the sound effects.
Hey.
I'm a cannibal. And I'm coming to eat you. I'm a cannibal. And I'm coming to eat you. I'm a cannibal. And I'm coming to eat you. I'm gonna wash it down with blood juice.
Humor, that's how we are.
It's just a lockdown got to my head. I got bored, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're actually working on another Gate Station game, aren't we, Lebecky?
We're making Gate Station 2, and we're also making a third game called Into the Future. So me and Richie are robots. So Richie's a half robot, and I'm a full robot. So I'm a self-built robot, so I can't die. Richie's Terminator, and I have tablets and I have chips so that I can replace any bits of the robots that are broken. So I'm kind of like a robot doctor. And Dwayne is a transformer.
It's going to be a lot more different to the one we've had because it's going to have better graphics. There's going to be a lot more stuff to do in it.
So in the game, we also written some music, and this track started is because I wrote some lyrics down a couple of years back. It was called Where Were You Last Night, but we reformed it to work in the game, so it was more like Where Were You Last Night, tried to call but there was no answer. So it's kind of like an angry song because we're trying to call and call and call and call, no one's answering, and then in the end just give up.
Dwayne could say in the end, let's do rapping it. So I said, yeah, I'd do it, and he did it as well. And I just flow with it, the flow with the song.
So this song is called Where Were You Last Night, featuring myself, Lebecky, and my friends Richie and Dwayne.
I'll remit myself.
Where were you last night? Where were you last night?
This is the Gate.
And you are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Have you got a message for the people with learning difficulties who want to get into music?
I say go for it. And don't let anybody stop you from doing it or tell you that you can't do it. Because only you know what you're capable of doing. And I think, you know, one day, you know, the learning disabilities music scene is going to break out and it's going to be big, you know?
It's not going to be big, it's going to be massive, ginormous, huge.
Yeah, it's going to be more
it's
than that.
It's going to take up the world.
Does anyone recognise her voice?
I can't put a name to it.
Well, apparently the guy at the time had like a really sore throat and couldn't talk properly.
Oh, okay. You.
Yeah, it's me, yeah.
You know it.
Well, it's more or less about, you know, just having the confidence and just being able to
go out there and do what you can, you know, knowing that, that you can do it. That's our thing, isn't it?
Well, music for me is my heroine. It's like drugs.
Yeah, music maybe come first, isn't it, before football, isn't it? Music came first, isn't it?
When I was young, I used to have a really short temper. And I used to get you lash out in anger at everything. The music helps me to curb that anger, and it helps me to express my feelings and how I feel. Also, the whole thing about when I do music at the gate, why I do music at the gate and all that, it's because the gate has changed my life. The gate's one of the things that's actually helped me to do things that I've only just dreamt of doing, you know, going to gigs, performing on stage. The gate has helped me to do all that. Before, I could only dream of doing these things. Now, I'm performing in venues in front of lots of people, writing my own songs, producing, engineering my own soundtracks. I'm doing all of that. And it's all because of the gate that I'm doing that. Yeah. I love the gate, man.
Yeah, the gate, yeah. The gate,
and it builds your confidence.
Yeah, the gate was a wax.
This is a song called Get Up on the Dance Floor. It's the live version of the song. And this was done at one of our Gate Custard events, and it is by myself, 2Dex.
Are you ready? All right, we're going to go next. All right. Let's get you guys dancing again. Come on. Dance, stop. Dance. Get up off of that dance floor, brother. Get up off of that dance floor, brother. Get up off of that.
This song is called Get Up Off of That Dance Floor by 2Dex, and it's available on the Gate Custard album. It's available on Bandcamp.
This is my track here, featuring Mr. Amazing, yeah, called Coming to London.
Eat at a restaurant.
That's about me and my host, yeah, Mr. Amazing.
I get bored at home. I got nothing I can do in it, really. I get bored, so I can make some own music, my phone and everything. It's my passion, what I've got to do. And the game helps me do my own music at home. It makes me feel better and happy. Enjoyed it, doing music at home. I do my own track. It's called Cracking Our Teeth. And the reason why I wrote it, because a lot of people get rude and everything, and it's not nice. So I thought I'd write a song about it. This is Miss Amazing, Cracking Our Teeth, created by me.
Crocodile teeth.
No more struggle.
No more energy. When I
ate
round
you.
Patches
here. No. Even. No. What I came for.
This is Cracking Our Teeth and I'm Mr. Amazing. Thank you.
This is The Gate.
Have it taken over.
Carousel Radio.
This song was called Life Too Short, and this is a song that Dwayne and I wrote. We wrote this song because we feel life is too short, because we've been in this lockdown and everybody's feeling sorry for themselves. That's what I say in the lyric. Life's too short to argue. In the lockdown, you're with your family 24/7. And sometimes families have ups and downs. So what we're trying to say is just concentrate on being there for each other.
Yeah.
Concentrate in helping each other. Don't argue. Don't fight. Like I said, like in the lyrics in the song, too short. It's too short to argue. It's too short to fight. It's too short to cry, to be ashamed. Just get on with life and just...
Yeah. Life's too short.
Too short
to be
a radio show every week. The radio show is called Gate Kicks.
You can listen to it on Resonance FM. In Gate Kicks, we talk about music, events, and lots of things dealing with people and disabilities. And sometimes we'll interview artists as well with learning disabilities. And we play music made by people with learning disabilities from all over the world. So,
Gate Kicks is on ResonanceFM.com.
Every Wednesday from 1:30 to 2 p.m.
To find out what we're up to, visit our website.
TheGateArtsCenter.blogspot.com.
Life's too short.
To hear and buy our music, visit
54thegate.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
So we wrote this song called Reunited. Reunited was about us one day going back to the gate and being together again. And for example, now once a week, every Monday, we'll meet at the gate and we'll choose somewhere to go and we'll just go. And that's a way for us to be reunited and just fed up and bored and just want everything to be over so that we can be reunited completely. So that's what the song is about for me.
Yeah, it's good to be reunited with people, yeah. Because we ain't seen people in a long time, yeah. Yeah, the song is good to be reunited, yeah.
I hope you enjoy it. Each other, reunited, staying strong together, reunited, having faith, reunited, we're excited.
Haven't seen a face for a long time. Hopefully we'll go back again. We'll go back to the Black Door pub. We'll have food things to get.
We'll meet as good friends, catch up on our lives, have a good hug and have a good cry, bring back the good times.
Reunited, helping each other, reunited, staying strong together, reunited, having faith, reunited. Okay, thank you, listeners. We wrote this song because we missed the gate, our day center, and fingers crossed that we'll be all together next year.
Thanks, Carousel, for giving opportunity for doing this.
To find out what we're up to, visit our website.
GateOutCenter.blogspot.com. So yeah, you could go on there, check the game out. Very good.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah. Let us know what you think, yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you, Carousel, for helping us out. And also, this game is in memory of our dear friend Leon. He was with us for a good many years. He was a great friend and inspiration to us and an awesome landscaper. So if you get a chance to go onto our website, also check out the art gallery. And also, Leon has a gallery in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So thank you again, and goodbye. Thank you.
I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Thank you for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a good 2022,
y'all.
Yay! Happy New Year.
Hey, what are you doing?
Moi? I'm here to steal the show. Taking over the radio.
Carousel Radio Takeovers. This episode has been taken over by the gate.
Carousel Radio.
You have been listening to a Carousel Radio Takeover from The Gate, an arts project for adults with learning disabilities in Shepherd's Bush, London, who produce theatre, film, art, poetry and music. Thanks to Labake, Dwayne, Richie, Darren and Javier. You can hear the full version of all of their music and support the musicians at The Gate by buying a CD or download it at 54thegate.bandcamp.com. Once again, that is 54thegate.bandcamp.com.
The Gates also make a regular radio show called Gate Kits. You can hear all episodes by visiting mixcloud.com/GateKits.
For all the latest news from The Gate, you can visit their blog, thegatesartcenter.blogspot.com, or check out their work on Instagram. Just look up 54thegate.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
From music, arts, comedy and film to news reporters in homemade cardboard studios roaming the city, Carousel TV airs 4 times a year. Great news! The new episode of Carousel TV is now available. But what's on it? We have Miss Honey, Sarah Watson, Enid and Valerie, plus Luke Skywalker for starters. Also, you can check out the new music video from Carousel artist Dima Suchinski. You can see it on Brighton's only TV channel, Latest TV. Missed it on television? No problem. Catch up on Carousel's YouTube channel. Just go onto YouTube and search Carousel Art UK. Carousel TV, changing the face of television forever.
Back with another takeover show in February. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Well, we'll be back to steal the show next time.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.